a tax break for those convicted who shouldn't have been. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. It's not supposed to happen, but it does. People wrongly convicted of a crime. Thanks to advanced technology and DNA testing, though, many eventually win their freedom. They often receive settlements or compensation. They do not have to pay federal tax on that money. They used to have to pay taxes on it, but not anymore. Congress changed the tax law to exempt them from federal taxes back in 2015. Various reports indicate there may be some 10,000 people locked up right now who shouldn't be. A U of M study found those who are cleared of crimes they didn't commit spend an average of 14 and a half years behind bars. When people worry about their money and their finances, they often cut back on spending. Dr. Dan Geller, an author and behavioral economist, says a mere 5% drop in consumer spending could push the United States into a recession because 70% of our economy is based on consumer spending. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ News Radio 950.